This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, is the one who has knowledge over all things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in many places, He speaks about His knowledge and His power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Verily it is Allah alone who has knowledge of the hour. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. And He is the one who sends down the rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. He speaks about His knowledge of the hour. He speaks about Him being the only one who decides where the rain descends on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. He is the one who knows what is in the womb. And this also includes whether or not this person in the womb before it is born is going to be righteous, if it's going to be a sinner, if it's going to be from the inhabitants of paradise or hellfire. Everything has been written. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. And a soul does not know what he's going to earn tomorrow. This is something which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of. A person, he may think that he has a job which is a permanent job that he's going to have for years. And then he realizes he's lost his job. He may believe and think that his business, which he owns and he's had for a long time, is secure and safe. And then he realizes that he's going to become bankrupt and that he'll have to find other means of sustenance. All of this, brothers and sisters, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's knowledge which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself possesses. Allah says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And a soul doesn't know on which land he is going to die. How many times have we heard or known about people we know from our family members or friends when they travel somewhere else, away from the land where they lived, and they end up passing away as a result of an accident or an illness? How many times have we heard about people coming here from other parts of the world just to visit on holiday for a temporary amount of time, and they end up passing away from home? All of this, brothers and sisters, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part and parcel of the knowledge of Allah. And it's one of the reasons, from the many reasons, why we have this complete reliance and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other ayat, Allah speaks about His knowledge being more than the knowledge of everything else put together. His knowledge is knowledge which He has of things which we can't even see, things which are invisible to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ. He has the keys to the unseen. He is aware of the unseen. He knows what is happening with regards to the world of the angels and the world of the jinn. He knows what's happening in paradise, in hellfire, in the deepest and darkest depths of the ocean. All of these things, brothers and sisters, is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He knows what is happening on land, and he knows what is happening in the oceans. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. And there is no leaf that falls except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it. Where it's going to fall, how it's going to fall, where it's going to land. This is the depths and the greatness of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing happens except by the permission of Allah azza wa jal. And this is why, brothers and sisters, our reliance should be upon Allah. And when we look at the future, it's something which nobody knows except Allah. And He is the one who has control of the future, just as He had control of the past and He has control of the present. And so our reliance should be only upon Allah. In the days of Jahiliyyah, and even today, there are people who rely on things which in fact have no power. They're not able to read the future and predict the future. They don't have any power to cause even harm to you. Yet people end up having some kind of fear or reliance on these things. In the days of Jahiliyyah, they would have similar superstitions. For example, they would rely on animals or inanimate objects to dictate what they should do in the future. Superstitious beliefs. For example, they would look up into the sky, and if they saw a bird, they would make decisions about whether or not they would travel or do some kind of business deal based on which direction the bird flew. And if the bird flew right, they would make a decision to travel. If the bird flew left, they would decide not to travel. All based on the bird's directions. They would, for example, have other superstitions, such as having things similar to dice. And they would roll the dice, and whichever side faced upwards, that would dictate, based on whatever was facing upwards, what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And these superstitions, brothers and sisters, dictated what they should do. They gave these inanimate objects, or even those animals, powers which they never had. And it's something which exists today. Superstitions. Things which are considered bad luck or good luck. Good luck charms and bad luck charms. For example, a person has a mirror in his home and the mirror falls and breaks. Certain people think and they assume, based on their superstitious beliefs, that because of the mirror breaking in the home, they will now have 7 years of bad luck. This is the belief that the mirror has some kind of ability and power to cause you 7 years of harm and 7 years of bad luck. And no doubt, brothers and sisters, something bad will happen to you in those 7 years because this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has nothing to do with mirrors. A person is walking down the street and he sees a black cat walk in front of him. And he considers this to be bad luck, that it's going to cause harm, or that it has the ability, the potential to cause him harm. Something bad will happen to him as a result of that black cat walking in front of him. But it's just a cat that maybe saw some food on the other side of the street and he was just walking across. But the person has these superstitious beliefs. A person, for example, spills salt on the table and they say this is bad luck. And even more crazy is they say if you pick up the salt and throw it over your shoulder, the bad luck is removed, it's wiped away, it's fine. These kinds of superstitions, brothers and sisters, they could resort to a person committing shirk. Because you're associating partners with Allah by giving powers that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to things which are either inanimate, or if they do have life, they don't have the potential to cause you that kind of harm. They don't have the ability. And so you're ascribing powers that only Allah azza wa jal has to things which will cause you no harm, irrational types of fears, superstitions. A person goes palm reading, for example, and the palm reader reads things. And as a result of this, the person becomes scared because the man said bad things are going to happen to you today or this week or this month. And no doubt, bad things happen to everybody. bad things happened to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, but it was as a decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's something which we believe. But the believer is always patient and reliant upon Allah in all circumstances. Moreover, brothers and sisters, when a person has these kinds of superstitious beliefs, he ends up having irrational fears, stresses, worries, anxieties. He starts to become worried. He's completely fine. He wakes up in the morning, happy, content, ready for the day, leaves his home, sees a black cat, now it's the worst day of his life. He's now anxious and stressed and sad and doesn't know what's going to happen, where the harm will come from, even though nothing actually has happened, because he doesn't have reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other superstitions, good luck charms. People think a four-leaf clover will give them benefit. Other types of good luck and bad luck charms and things which people perceive to bring them good luck and bad luck, these things make a person stressed and anxious. He's worried and stressed about things which won't benefit him and won't cause him any harm. And this is how he ends up living his days. The believer, on the other hand, when he has complete reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal, he doesn't fear those things which he knows won't cause him any harm. There are no superstitions. And this is what the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam will tell us. La adwa. There are no evil omens. Wala tiyara. And there are no animal superstitions. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wa yu'jibuni al-fa'al. And fa'al impresses me. And the companions, they said, O Messenger of Allah, what is fa'al? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, kalimatan tayyiba. Good speech. Saying good things to others. As opposed to a person assuming bad things and thinking bad things, he spreads good by saying good things to others, encouraging people to do good things, saying good things, positive remarks, praising people in a manner in which a person will be encouraged to do more good things. A person is always saying nice things, being kind, showing acts of mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the blessings and the benefits of good speech. Allah likens it to a tree. Asluha thabit. Its roots are firm. Wa far'uha fi as-sama'. And its branches are way high up in the sky. Meaning it's something which will benefit the person who's saying it. And the benefits are such that a person can tell somebody something positive and that person could remember that remark, that good speech that he was given and he was told for the rest of his life. How many times, brothers and sisters, have we been in a circumstance or situation where somebody has encouraged us, given us support, said good things in times of difficulty, and we never forget those people? Because it has an effect. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ. Allah says it gives its fruits all the time. This tree, which is good speech, saying good things, it's always beneficial to the person who says them and the person who earns them or receives them. So brothers and sisters, superstitions in Islam are things which we have to be wary of, and it's something which can affect our deen, and it can affect our connection and relationship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it can affect our daily lives. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, we were speaking about the dangers of superstitions and having superstitious beliefs and how it's something which can affect our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's something which affects us on a daily basis because a person becomes stressed, anxious because he saw something or he heard something or he experienced something which he believes will cause him harm, but in fact all things which happen to him are as a result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal in the Quran speaks about harm which afflicts a person. Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever harm afflicts you, whatever harm comes to you, it's because of what your own hands have done. It's as a result of your own actions. The things you've said to others, the lying and the backbiting and the ghibah and the slander and the curses. It's about things you've said, things you've done, the things you've done with your eyes, the sins of the hands. Those sins that you commit, brothers and sisters, are a cause for a person having trials and tribulations in his life. How can a person remove those false superstitious beliefs from his heart and from his mind? Number one, brothers and sisters, as we've already mentioned, having complete tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whomsoever has tawakkul and trust upon Allah, then that is enough for him. He doesn't need anything else. He doesn't need anybody else. And the companions were at the forefront of having complete reliance upon Allah. They would never ask others for things because of their reliance upon Allah. Their dependency upon Allah was on a different level. Sometimes the companions would be on their horses and their whip would fall from their hands and land on the floor, and they wouldn't ask anybody who was next to them, walking beside them, to pick it up for them. They would come off their horses and pick it up themselves, because they felt like they were dependent on others and they could have done those things themselves. And they were completely dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, brothers and sisters, from the ways a person can avoid superstition is by increasing in doing good deeds. The scholars, they say that every time you spend in obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find its blessings and its fruits and its rewards. And every single time you spend in evil and in sin, you're going to taste that evil and the consequences of that evil in your life in the future, in one way or another. So brothers and sisters, ensuring that a person continues and increases in good deeds, especially considering the month of Ramadan is almost upon us in a couple of months' time, practicing new good deeds that maybe he hasn't done before, getting into the habit of being consistent in some good deeds, starting something new from the good deeds established in the Quran and Sunnah that he hasn't done before, will enable a person to have more reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, brothers and sisters, making dua. The scholars, they would say, "Ad-du'a silahul mu'min," that the dua, the supplication, is the weapon of the believer. Regardless of which circumstance you may be in, what calamities are befalling you, what trials you may be going through, even if everybody has abandoned you, dua is a weapon which you will always have. Even if nobody else is with you and nobody else is supporting you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always respond if you supplicate to Him. This is something which a person always has with him. And Allah azza wa jal hears and sees everything, as we've already mentioned. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see everything, can hear everything, knows everything, and knows the future, it only makes sense that when we rely only upon Allah. And when we supplicate with the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge, the ability, and the power to be able to listen and respond to our supplications. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to be able to remove any superstitions from our lives and from our hearts. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases our tawakkul in Him. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.